Hey, welcome y'all to another episode. Are we living in a damn simulation? Okay, I'll stop saying the D word. Nice then. Before we begin, friendly warning as always, folks. Sometimes my episodes, well, they may cause an existential crisis or two. Now, listen here. Please, remain calm and remember. This is just all theory. For now. none of you, get yourself in no damn panic, okay? Cool beans. Now, episode 8, debate argument. Why it does matter if we're living in a simulation. Now, what if, at some point we indeed find us some undeniable evidence that we're living in a simulation? Now, there's normally two groups of folk, right? The first group, they believe in simulation theory, like me. And then there's the other group, they don't. Okay, whatever, cool beans. Now, both the groups, the believers and the non-believers, well, they'll normally offer up an explanation too. But now here's the kicker, right? There's a third group of folk, right? Third group. Now these people, well, they don't believe it's a question at all. A non-question, a damn non-question, y'all. They believe it don't matter, or at least they say it don't matter. If you ask them about simulation theory, they'll be like, it doesn't matter if we're living in a simulation. It don't matter at all. Now, I strongly disagree with these people. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm happy to respect and listen to folk who say that the simulation doesn't exist because of reasons X, Y, and Z. Right? But these people who straight out refuse to even consider the simulation theory at all, well, I find this mighty puzzling. Now, part of this dismissal is because they claim that we can never know, right? But there are many other things we can never know. Like, hell, we never know when our time's up, when we're gonna pass away. And yet we go ahead and we sign up to our mortgages and we book our summer vacations and we save for rainy days, right? But we save damn candy for the future, right? Something we don't know what actually happened. Now, we also, we can never really know things like dark matter, right? You know, the stuff that is dense for our entire universe, right? Dark matter. We still go ahead and we teach our kids that dark matter exists, right? But it's based on pretty much nothing but a calculation. A pretty good calculation, though. Look, my point is this, right? If the question is a possibility, a theoretical question, then is indeed a valid question, right? But see, I have a more human reason, right, why I disagree with the question. And that's it. No society, if we found strong evidence that we're living in a simulation, perhaps even concrete evidence. I mean, you tell me we'd still get up and go about our business and do the same things you do every day? No way. Some may, but not smart folk I know, well, they would question everything. Everything. Believe me. Now, I think we'd have a billion one questions that we'd crave the damn answers to. Off the top of my head, I mean, questions would include, is the simulation a video game? Could the simulation be deleted? Are there other simulations running at the same time? So, you see what I'm talking about, right? The questions, well, they just go on and on and on. Well, once we discovered the rabbit hole existed, well, we couldn't help explore how deep that thing goes, right? Folks, they wouldn't be able to help themselves. I believe with every fiber of my being that we found out it's our type of computer simulation, most of the smart folk, hell no, they wouldn't carry on, right? Such evidence that would change our lives forever, right? And so because of this, right, the simulation theory is the most likely explanation as to why we're all doing here, in my opinion. And I believe that the question, therefore, is as important as ever, right? If you think about it, pretty much everything changes. A damn new question will be attached to everything, right? Do random stuff really happen by Mother Nature? Do coincidences really just occur? Was there really nothing before the Big Bang? Or was the simulation just switched on? Anyways, before I take us any further down that rabbit hole, I feel now is a good time to ask your thoughts, right? Do you believe that the simulation theory question is an important one, too? How you think people react if they discover it, right? Anyway, before we say bye-byes, I know it's annoying when you get asked to subscribe, but please do it. It really helps me out, it really does, and helps the channel be found by more like-minded good people like yourself. Anyway, that's all for now. I'll see you next time, my friends, on Are We Living in a Simulation? That's awlias.com.